Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric. It's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota. Let's go places.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
All right, Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Friday, September 2nd, 2022. Sarah, Vinny, Brinny, Aho, Jason, Alex, J-Ho.
I don't even know anymore.
All those guys are here now.
Right.
Jason, yeah. Alexander.
Alok. Yeah, Jason, Alexander. Yep. You guys, it's Friday. It's gonna be a hot one. What? Probably a little too hot for sex. So let's forget about that. You know, we wouldn't want to
see Sarah.
You know, though, yeah. it doesn't work that
don't
well.
Don't lie.
So.
You've got perfectly good air. You don't have to.
Just feel like why chance it? You know. Let's all just relax. Just
take it easy.
Yeah, we could snuggle. Well, I don't even really want to snuggle. It's a little too warm
it's
for
way
that.
Too hot
yeah.
for that.
Hate that. Skin on skin, just like that sweaty film. Ugh.
Oh, quick
anyway, bomb, I'm so good at dirty talk. God, I should have my own OnlyFans. So we got someone pissed at us, and you know, I hear them. There's definitely a lady named Maria Athens, mm-hmm. and the lady's a fucking nightmare. Like, she went off hard, I don't know, 2 years ago.
Y'all heard it here first.
That's right. And occasionally, we pull out the whole rant. Occasionally, we will play the entire message that she left on Mayor Adam Berkowitz's... Mm-hmm. I don't even know what his name
Ethan
was.
Berkowitz.
Ethan Berkowitz. Ethan Berkowitz. He was like, I don't know if she was in love with him, but he's married and he's the mayor and maybe they dated.
The whole chunk gets bleeped, I'm saying. It's always bleeped.
Always last, bleeped, of course.
Last week
yes.
was the first time I played it on the Secret Show unbleeped.
Right.
Ever.
Right. And so is the first time we heard it in all its glory without any censoring. Mm-hmm. So this is this woman. She was a newscaster and no one even knows where she is now. Like, we scour the internet semi-regularly to find out it has Maria Athens stuck her head up anywhere. Mm-hmm. So
well, she's unhireable.
Yeah,
as a media company, I mean, you'd have to be someone like an internet media company that specializes in racist.
In assholes, right.
Yeah. I mean, this person is completely off the deep end, for sure.
So we have someone who's mad at us for playing that audio and laughing at it. And, you know, listen, before I even read you this thing, I would like to say none of us are down with racist epithets and you know, sort of hate speech. I really think it's kind of obvious that that's not what this show is about, and we're not supporting that. We're obviously very mean people because we're laughing at someone who's crazy. That is true. There's no getting around that. This woman's antics amuse us. What she says is heinous. It's mm-hmm. awful. So we're not in disagreement, but I want to read you this person's email because I think they feel that we shouldn't ever talk about this at all. No need to read this on The Secret Show, but I wanted to provide some feedback on the Maria Athens bit. Last Friday, the full uncensored clip was played during The Secret Show, and Sarah mentioned that she didn't know what a Zionist was. Being based in the Bay Area, I am sure you can imagine a lot of your listeners are Jewish. A Zionist, as Vinny said, is someone who believes in the Jewish state of Israel. Can you please chill or even retire the Maria bit? She's extremely anti-Semitic and uses multiple racial epithets during her rant. You've always said you're not a political show, and it's uncomfortable that you laugh through her shitty rant. No need to say my name either. A longtime listener with a smiley face. So thank you for your email. I can't say that we'll never play that again. But I hear you, and it's got to be hard to hear. It's not, for me, it's not about the stuff that she's saying. It's about the meltdown she's having. Mm. But I apologize to you for bumming you out. Sorry about that.
Well, look, for the record, if I can... And I'm not defending Maria. I think she's a scumbag and she's lost her mind.
Completely.
Absolutely lost her mind. But we didn't start with all the info. When I did the story the first time on the news, we didn't have all of this. So it sort of unfolded a little at a time, and each time the story got more crazy and more scary, frankly.
Yeah.
So it wasn't. But I get that if you're listening to it now, you could easily say, well, it sounds like you're endorsing that kind of speech. And I don't
believe
we are.
To be on record as saying we're 100% not endorsing that kind of speech.
Yeah, I don't think we're doing that.
But I do think that the more that we've heard that clip, the less shocking it becomes to us, and the more we're focusing on the aspects of it that I find amusing. Like, I hate to say it, but I find this lady's crazy rantings to be amusing.
The whole backstory that she was lying from every side and supposedly found out that he had naked pictures of underage girls, and
right,
she reported it.
That was where the story started for us, was that Anchorage mayor or whatever mayor, Ethan Berkowitz, is on an underage girls porn site. Newsnet National for sure will cover this.
Ethan Berkowitz has his male genitalia posted on an underage girl's website.
This was a post on her Facebook where
reason that I did this story the first time was also because he has some kind of ties to San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, either he was a businessman here or something. I can't remember now because, again, this was how many years ago. But he had ties to San Francisco, which was part of the reason I was interested in the story.
Right.
So, yeah, and we didn't have all of her lovely opinions when we first picked up the story and started with it. It all did come out a little at a time.
Yeah. So, and here we go. We just talked about it again. So, again, our apologies and... Matt for Mad About Maria. That's all we're going to say about that.
Okay.
Now we're going to get to some bad advice. Hello, radio family. I am in need of some real bad advice. I'm a newlywed, and I love my husband a lot. He's
congratulations.
Fantastic.
But
he is the best. We've been together about 4 years, some of that long distance, but we've lived together for 3 years and been married for two. No kids. So here's the dilemma. My husband wears his t-shirt when we have sex, and he never lets me see him fully naked. He wears a t-shirt and a towel from the bathroom to the bedroom, etc. I think I've seen him fully naked twice in our relationship, and shirtless maybe one or two times when we were at the beach while traveling, always very briefly. Additionally, the sex is very boring. Same shit every time. I give him a little oral, then he's on the bottom, I'm on top, 5 to 10 minutes, we move on with our day. He also shows very little desire to have sex. We have sex about twice a month, and I'm usually the one to initiate by saying, hey, you want to have sex?
Yeah.
And from there, we schedule a time when that will happen.
Oh, mark your calendar.
The thing is, I'm not necessarily mad about how little sex we have. I have a fairly lowish sex drive. I always have 5 to 10 minutes is good by me. I never climax from sex. I never have. But I want my husband to want me, and I've never been with a guy who shows so little interest in banging. Additionally, I would like to see my fucking husband naked. Mm-hmm. I brought up the fact that I'd like him to take his shirt off, but he never does, and he sort of acts like it's not a big deal. I don't want to push him or make him feel bad. So what do I do? How do I talk to my husband about the fact that I want to see him naked, and I wanted to put a little more effort in the bedroom? We're newlyweds. I can't imagine doing this lackluster sex routine for a lifetime with a fucking t-shirt on. OFOC, please don't say my name. Who wants to start?
Anybody? Jason?
I just feel like maybe that's something you should have, I don't know, you know, like discussed.
Ding, 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 ding. Talk about nailing it in the first 5 seconds after a minute long pause. Like, that's it. What the fuck, lady?
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Like, this is you married this. Okay, can I just say though, I'm disturbed by the fact that you don't come during sex. It's called a vibrator. We talk about it all the time. Also, I am concerned with I don't know how old they are. Let me see if she says. Nope, just newlyweds.
He doesn't want it?
He doesn't
care for it?
He doesn't seem to care about it. He's embarrassed, maybe, by what's the shirt thing about, you guys? He just doesn't like his belly?
There could be multiple things there. Maybe laziness, and then, yeah, maybe possibly just body image. I know for me, I am naked around my wife, but if I can throw on a towel or some boxers or something, generally I'm going to do that. I don't know why, but... Yeah, so I'm not. I do not care.
You don't like to be scrutinized.
I don't know. I don't know. Actually,
I don't want her staring at my junk.
Yeah, I actually don't know what it is. It's just one of those things where I don't know. You know, it's just a societal thing, I guess. I don't know. We're just being naked. Hmm. We're not naked.
Societal thing.
Yeah, we're not naked most of the time, and so you know. But I am. But I'm not like this. I'm not like grabbing a towel to like run by and. Kind of duck and dodge.
Right.
It's just
shower
like, hey,
to the
if
like
I got the towel on,
and...
I'm just gonna use the towel, or you know, if their boxers are right there, you know, it's. But yeah, it's generally it's okay. It's not like that, and yeah, so. But I do get a little lazy sometimes when we're having sex, and I'm like, oh, I'll just leave the shirt on or something, you know. So
well, there's that, sure, but.
But if my wife said something about it, or she will take it off if she wants it off, and like that's fine. Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah, this lady could try that, right? Just grab the fucking shirt and pull it over his head. Let's get this out of the way. Mm. But it sounds like he lays on the bottom and she's on the top. That's harder to get the shirt off.
Well, she starts with a blowjob, right? You want the blowjob? Here, take off your shirt. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, he doesn't want any of it.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like he wants it.
Vinny, I see that you have a look on your face.
She's in deep thought.
I know, it's a hard one.
I'm torn by this. I think, first of all... Aho, like, got right to it, and I was waiting for somebody to say that. Like, you didn't.
So I knew someone was gonna.
Before you fucking married him, now you're writing us. You couldn't write us before you walked down the aisle, so we could tell you run from that shit. Like, or at least bring it out in the in the open in a really blatant way. Like, look, I'm your bride to be. I can't have you scurrying around behind poles and towels and different and watermelons and like everything you can use to cover yourself with. I can't have you doing that. Like, I need to know that you're secure enough within yourself that you can be around me. Around my friends or our kids or other people, I get it. Maybe you're not in the best shape. Maybe you've got some back acne. What do they call that? Back knee. Whatever thing is causing you issue, I get that. I'm your wife, though, and when we're together, I need you to be full. Like, look, there have been times I've been in excellent shape and can't get naked fast enough, and I'm not in that shape at the moment. And yet, I will never have sex with any article of clothing on, including a watch. It's all got to come off, and I want to get enjoy naked, dude, that moment with my lady as much as possible, because I know I'm not getting it for another week. I know that. It's not going to come up on a Tuesday and surprise me and be like, hey, you know what we should do? I only wish. It doesn't, though. So that's kids. Yes, Sarah, your hand is up.
At 1 o'clock, are you also fully naked, or do you...
Well,
just
do you
pull
really
your pants
need to,
down?
If you really want to know, yes, I fully get naked.
I'd like
for
it.
That
for,
as
I'd
well.
Like it for the. Do you really?
No, absolutely.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yep.
I
Socks.
Take off my top one all the time.
Wait, you have?
I always have a t-shirt.
Wait, you have a t-shirt on, and what are your underpants around your ankles?
Nah, I mean, ideally, you take them off. You know.
Well, you want to get some legs spread. So, Vinny, you're telling me you're 100% no ball cap, no Nothing. Socks.
For
no
the record,
panties.
No about watch? The ball cap, I only wear the ball cap here. Like, that is, it is a camera thing that somebody never stopped bitching about when we were doing our show on The Looking Glass. And as mad as I sort of it was inside about it, like, me. You wouldn't say that to somebody. That's a sucky thing that your head is too shiny. I can't watch your show. All right. That sucks. But okay. Here's your hat.
We actually do a radio show. So you
yeah, I didn't
that.
Know that I had to worry about that. But I've worn a hat every day since then for that person.
Oh.
So there you go. Well, look, we do this so as many people will enjoy it as possible. So yeah. I don't believe that person. I think they were just looking for a way to break my eggs. But if they're in fact honest, and if that is in fact a true opinion that people have, fine. I want as many people as possible to watch and listen to our show. I don't want to be the guy where someone actually goes, I used to like it, but his head's too shiny.
Okay, so the short answer is you don't wear the hat or any other stitch of clothing
no
while you're
jacking off.
While you're ever. Jacking off. All right, good. I'm glad to hear it. I like to think, because when I picture that, and I do, I picture you fully naked,
mm-hmm.
sitting
mm-hmm.
on a toilet. Actually,
a toilet.
No, yeah, I know he doesn't. But that's I picture him locking himself in the bathroom.
Okay.
Sitting on the toilet,
with
totally naked, with an iPad.
Nope.
You know, it's I don't want it to sound
okay.
like I think about it all the time.
It sounds
but
like
when
do.
I do think about it,
I don't
that's,
never
that's
on
what
a
I
toilet
picture.
Ever.
Is Dad going to the bathroom with the iPad again?
No.
Well, the door locks. I mean,
right? Yeah. No.
Yeah.
That's handy.
Of course,
that's
the doors
not.
Lock.
Do you get yourself on the toilet?
I guess I have.
Okay. You have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't say I never have, but I that's not.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, I don't know. I don't really. You're right. I don't keep track of that. But so, you know, I guess you must be then in front of a computer.
At a desk, usually.
Mm-hmm. You got something under there that you could, like, cover yourself up with real quick if anyone walked in, or?
Well, I put a towel down on my seat so that my
butt good.
Is not directly
right.
touching my
oh, yeah.
chair.
The butt dust situation.
Move,
yeah. Sure.
It's more about the butt sweat, yeah. I think. But
why
I don't,
do our butt sweat when we
I don't
come?
Know, but I don't thing. Want any mm. any markings left behind to show what someone's
no evidence.
Been up to here.
Right. Sure.
So I always throw a towel down. Yeah. Always.
Is there a bare butt on the seat?
Hmm.
Is there a dark streak going down the...
Good Lord.
Anyway.
Someone got swampy in here. That was a word.
Where were we? Oh, yeah. This, I think we're this done. Person. No, we're not done. We didn't help this person at all.
Well, I mean, basically chastising them.
I seriously think you have to have a discussion about what each of you wants from your sex life. First of all, I'm not going to say, shouldn't be man or woman. This should just be any partner in any relationship. You should want to have an orgasm, and he should want to give you one. Mm. And I don't know why he's not in pursuit of what works to get you off. I absolutely would be like, what do you like? You like oral? Do you like the vibrator? Do you like sex in this position or that position? If he's not pursuing those things, maybe he's someone who hasn't got a lot of experience. Maybe he's some. It does take us time to get comfortable with this to the point where we're able to talk about it and pursue another person's pleasure. Maybe he fears he can't do that for you, but you need to bring that up and be able to say, well, look,
she's saying that he doesn't even pursue sex. Like every time she brings it up.
No, he's not interested.
That's what it sounds like.
And he has to schedule a time. Like, I find this whole thing to be unplayful and unfun.
Yeah,
like,
well, the scheduling a time thing could be that he's so premature that he has to jack off right before they do it.
Maybe.
Like, he may be someone who finishes the second it starts, and so he has to know what time in order to jack off before he does her. That could be it.
I feel like he's not that interested, and you're also not that interested. Like, you want him to want you, and you are accomplishing a mission for him. I'm concerned that you're not coming. I think we need to work on that. And I really feel like you guys need to be more playful. Like, that feels totally rote. You know, like, here's what we do, here's when we do it, here's how it gets done, this doesn't happen, this does happen, and we're done. Like, that feels...
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by
It's like,
I wonder if to him
it's so boring.
If he has a perfect sex life in his vision, like, he's like, oh
well, yeah, they should talk about that.
That's what I'm saying
out.
Is you guys got to talk. You really do need. I know it's hard, and he seems pretty closed off. But it seems like you need to be able to bring this up with your partner for life. That you need to be able to say. And look, maybe he will say, you know what, I'm kind of asexual. I don't really have a sex drive. Maybe that's it. I don't know that guy.
Yeah.
I don't know that feeling.
Testosterone is a strong man drug. Like, that is
We've talked about this a lot, and I've probably never said it maybe exactly like this, but one of the reasons I jack off is it takes away that
itch.
Yeah, like, I don't find myself flirting in the supermarket because I haven't, you know what I mean? Like, this is a way to sort of keep yourself down, boy. Like, you need to. And so for me, that's a very common way that I'm able to. And I, when I hear about guys who were like, well, I decided I needed to go look for a hooker. I always think, you couldn't just jack off? Like, what?
I needed a warm body.
I get it. Believe me, jacking off can be the most boring thing in the world if you've done it your whole life over and over for 30, 40, 50 years. But it is still a common way to keep that drive in check.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right.
For me.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's doing that a lot. He might be one of these modern dudes who's like, yeah, I jack off 10 times a day. So, and I only come or only like it when I'm by myself. A lot of kids who came up on porn with modern day yes. computers have problems.
That is actually interesting, Vinny. I wonder if he wants to schedule sex because he jacks off so much, he might not be able to come with her unless he holds off for a day.
That could be it, too.
You need to talk to him about this. I mean, you don't give your ages, so I, you know, it's not like we don't know if we're talking about a 65-year-old dude either. You know, I'm just assuming you guys are saying newlyweds and you're adorable and no kids, and like that sounds like a couple of 30-year-olds. So maybe send us a little more info.
Yeah, follow up.
Yeah, follow up a little bit with that. And but I mean, the communication I think is key. You know, you're communicating it to us.
This. You have to.
But also don't make, but it's so already not fun. And now the pressure of I need you to want me is going to be on this guy too.
Well, that's an okay thing to be able to say though. It is okay. Like, look, you know, I think between a man and a woman, there often it's a woman who's like, okay, go ahead. And, you know, you're like, all right, well, I wanted us to both be into this, but fine, I'll pound you from behind real quick and we'll go to sleep. But that's not enough. Like, eventually, your girl or your wife or your person needs to be into it too.
Right.
You need to feel that shared intimacy.
Right. It's a reconnection.
Right.
I got to meet John today for sure.
It's okay to say that you don't want to say, look, I think, you know, your quirkiness is frightening me. I don't know why you always stand behind the dresser until I turn around and then you run for the bed. That's fucking weird.
I know.
It's fucking weird.
I'm your wife. I love you. I desire you and I want you to desire me. And I would love to see your nipples once in a while.
I don't know what the thing is, but you need to be able to say to him in a kind-ish way, I need you to relax. You got to fucking relax, dude. Relax.
I need more out of this. I married you. Getting. Right. You got me.
You can't run to the bed with a potted plant in front of your waist.
Every single day.
What's going on there?
The watermelon thing is so funny. All right. Thank you for listening to today's Secret Show. Have a great Labor Day weekend. We'll catch you back here on Tuesday. Vincent?
The end.